This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, a cough, a baby shower with Donnie, and raw hands. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
First, there was American Idol, then Nashville Star, then came So You Think You Can Dance, and now, from Bob and Tom Television, the new musical competition that everyone will be talking about. It's So You Think You Can Play Tambourine.
I was wondering what...
Dull, that was hot, man. You did the Lemon Pipers proud, dude.
It was great. You look stunning. I can't wait for your first tambourine album. You are a tambourine idol.
Hola, really? Well, I thought it was pretty average. You know, you can walk into any gypsy camp in the world and hear that. And that was pathetic.
Don't miss So You Think You Can Play Tambourine Tuesday nights this summer on Bob and Tom TV. And also Tuesday, it's the new competitive dancing show, Dancing with Bears. Look for So You Think You Can Play Tambourine and Dancing with Bears on Tuesday night this summer only on Bob and Tom TV. Right after a very special Circus of Queers.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Would you please wipe off your area?
Yes.
I got a scared
Clorox wipe over there. Okay. Welcome back to the We're Sterilizing Bob and Tom Show. So far, you can't catch this through a radio speaker.
So far.
No.
Okay. Let's get this over here. Thank you very much. Let's introduce everybody. This is Tom speaking. This is the Bob and Tom program. I've lost my place. Ace Cosby is the man in black over there coming up the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Currently wiping her microphone off, which you can see, by the way, we're streaming the show on YouTube today for your fun if you want to see who everybody is. That's Jess Hooker, and that's her actual name. Thanks for the funny emails. let's see, and over there, it's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Looking pensive.
Am I?
Yeah,
pensive?
Try clenching. There we go. That's what I wanted to see. This is radio, you idiot. There's
he
Christine.
Brought it up.
He brought it up. Yes, he brought it up. Insisted you participate and then called you an idiot. That just happened.
No, I was telling myself an idiot. Sorry, I'm just if I'm just cleansing my keyboard now. It was a sneeze in the room. Christy Lee is at the news desk, and Pat Godwin is the man, the guitar, another song coming out of Pat. And we've got some really cool stuff coming up, as a matter
coming
of fact.
Coming out of his mouth hole.
Very excited about that. wait a minute.
The hell's that?
Can you answer the track phone hotline, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie, how are you?
I was in a band called Mouthhole Chick for about 2 years.
Is that Christian rock?
That we're done with it now, but at the time we was doing it regular. Hey, spoiler alert, not to say things are getting bad, but last night at Xanadu's, a couple regulars were tucking them with two-ply on Pervert Row. Swear to God.
Really?
Stripper named Bubbles was taking all she could.
Hey, taking all she could, Pat.
You guys got a second so I can get something off my chest?
Sure. Go ahead.
So, last Sunday, I got taken, basically against my will, in my first, last, and only co-ed baby shower.
Oh, God. I feel for you, Donnie.
Well, as my cousin Gretchen was having it. You guys know Gretchen, right?
No, I don't know her.
Used to work third shift down at the asbestos factory.
Oh, did she?
Still, she's in her 30s, still wears Heelys. I swear to God.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
Christy, she's my cousin. Remember, I should have been with the real big ass like a chef. You can put your beer on it.
Oh.
Even a pitcher. Anyways, she and her new man have a new baby on the way. Now, I understand people having baby shower for their first infant baby, but their fifth baby, shouldn't they have enough stuff left over from the first four?
I would think. Yeah.
And, Christy, I wish I knew the woman who came up with the ideal of inventing the co-ed baby shower anyways, because you know no dude ever came up with it.
That's for sure.
You're right.
Probably some woman who was mad at her baby daddy for showing up late to Lamar's class. So she decided to torture him by making him go, and now we all have to suffer the same. Mm. So my mom, Phyllis, needed a ride. I pick her up. We had my Uncle Sonny with the used pole barn. And we get there, and it's like an eighth grade dance. You know, even then, people were 6 foot apart. All the women in dresses on one side of the room, you know, they're smiling, laughing. And then a bunch of angry dudes on the other side, you know, drinking virgin punch, trying to play Angry Birds on their phones. So their wives are side piece noticing. Tom, get a load of this. They had these little tiny sandwiches, like a bunch of them, but they had cucumbers, and these things called watercress.
Yes. Ugh. Watercress sandwiches, sure.
Yuck.
Yeah, spoiler alert, uneatable.
Uneatable.
Oh, the worst. Okay. The only thing that even looked good were these cupcakes, except the fact Gretchen's youngest son, Jibby, already jammed his sticky fingers in each and every one of them, stabbing them. Sucked. Yeah, and what a crazy name, too. You know, who names their firstborn Jibby? Yeah. You know, she wanted to go with the name Jimmy after Jimmy Fallon's.
Uh-huh.
And her baby daddy wanted to go with Bobby after Bobby Brown.
Right.
So they settled the middle and decided on Jibby.
Jibby.
And
Jibby.
The worst part of the baby showers, they made us play these stupid games, you know? The first one, they took candy bars and melted them inside diapers, and you had to guess which diaper in the candy bar, what the candy bar was in the diaper.
Of course. That's a classic game, yes.
Well, it's easy if you go by taste. Ugh. But either way, not only ruined my Sunday, it basically ruined about six of my favorite candy bars now.
Yeah.
You know?
So was one of the... Was
no,
one of the diapers a real
balls.
Diaper?
No, Tom.
Okay.
They're all candy.
Well, there wasn't like a real load in one of them.
No.
Troll. Yeah.
No, but I double clutch dipping on one. But luckily, during the next game, Tate the baby on the belly, Gretchen's water broke, so we got to call the whole thing off early.
Oh, good.
Oh, and spoiler alert, you ever seen somebody try to walk in pregnant through a puddle while wearing Heelys? Sorry. Thank God her youngest son broke her fall. That's when my Uncle Sonny saved the day. He said, that's what I call getting jibby with it. Sorry, God. Anyways, guys, due to coronavirus, if anybody's low on grub, I got about 14 watercress in the freezer. I'll sell you them plus what I have left in deer meat if you want a bundle.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Donnie.
A lot of spoiler alerts in that review.
Yeah, at least three, I guess.
Man, he's correct, though. What? Who thought of the co-ed baby shower?
I never had to experience that.
I was recently told that it's you don't have baby showers for every kid. You just have them for your first child.
Usually it's just for the first.
And then they call after that for the kids following the first. It's called a sprinkle, not a shower. If you're going to have a party.
Love a baby sprinkle.
It's called a sprinkle. And
or if there's been a big gap in between.
Yes, yeah.
I had no idea.
There's rules for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just thought you had a baby shower for every baby you had.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought. So if it's your second time you do it, is it a golden sprinkle?
God.
As John Mayer.
Yes.
Okay.
No. He goes in the way. He would like the diaper game.
Hey, yeah. Pat, let's do a little music, shall we? Did I introduce everybody?
I have something for you, Tom.
Okay. Oh, you do? Okay.
What how's those digits hanging in there?
Well, I spent so much time cleaning over the weekend, and I'm as you know, I kind of like to clean anyway, but my hands, I have issues as it is, but they got raw. I just put some cream on them, but my hands got really raw from washing them. But you've got to keep washing your hands, so it's better to have raw hands than...
You can use moisturizer after.
I don't like having that greasy stuff on my hands. So.
Okay.
Keep washing, washing, washing. No, I am not joshing. Germs, you will be squashing raw hands. To the sink you'll be tethered, hands all cracked and leathered. No self-pleasure for a while. Hot water and soap, don't be a dope. Hands like the skin of a crocodile. Lather up, rinse them off, lather up. Raw hands, sanitize, moisturize, sanitize your scaly, dry, raw hands.
Yeah.
Stumbled all through it.
Next time we'll share those.
Now, here's what I want to do.
Let's do it right now.
I took the liberty of, can you pass these around? Sure. Take one and pass it around.
What's happening?
We have a handout today
here
on the Bob and Tom Show. I took the liberty of taking the end part of this
that you just
screwed up, Pat. When we get to the end part, I want everyone to just pick one. I'll just assign them to make this go quicker.
Okay.
Ace, do you want to go first? You just have to say lather up. Okay. Do we have to point? Do you know where to go?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's Ace. Chick, do you want to say rinse them off? Can you handle
the first
that?
One?
Yeah, I can handle
two
that.
Of them.
It goes lather up, rinse them off, rinse them off, lather up.
Okay. So you got the rinse them off, Chick? Okay.
I got the rinse them off.
Lather up, rinse them off, rinse them off, lather up, raw hands. Yeah, is that correct?
I think we should talk about it some more.
Okay.
I think it's actually lather up, rinse them off, rinse them off, lather up, rinse them off, raw hands.
Yeah, I cut it in half for time reasons.
Oh, okay.
You're going to do the second rinse them off, Josh?
Sure.
Okay,
you're going to sing it in?
Christy, you're going to do lather up, and then I'll take raw hands. You got
what
it?
What about Jess?
We've got sanitized moist. We've got the
I'll
next
sit
one.
Out.
No.
Aren't you?
We've got the next
sorry.
Ones that Jess can be a part of.
Okay. She can have my rinse them off if you'd like.
No. I heard what happened before. Can you take sanitize and moisturize and do those together, Jess?
Sure.
Okay. And then you take it from there, Pat, okay?
You want to take it from the beginning?
Sure.
Keep washing, washing, washing. No, I am not joshing.
Hang on a second.
Germs.
Is there anybody else as confused as I am?
I'm confused and I wrote it.
I have no idea what's going on.
You've got your line. It's just
rinse them off.
After Ace says lather up, which the odds of him landing on this are so slim.
When do we say lather up, though?
No, I had a successful musical career.
Okay. All right.
So after Ace says lather up, you say rinse them off.
I think it's interesting you believe
then
that.
I say rinse them off.
Right, then I say lather up, then you say raw hands.
Okay, ready? We're trying to help people wash their hands.
All right, raw hands, take three. Keep washing.
Right now?
Raw hands, take four.
Okay.
Keep washing, washing, washing. No, I am not joshing. Germs, you will be squashing. Raw hands! To the sink you'll be tethered, hands all cracked and leathered. No self-pleasure for a while.
No masturbation.
I got it.
Thanks. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Hot water and soap, and don't be a dope. Hands like the skin of a crocodile.
Lather up.
Nope, right now.
Too soon. Just do the crocodile.
I knew he was too soon. That's why I didn't go rinse him off.
Hands like the skin of a crocodile.
Lather up.
Chick, play.
It's all he you have to drink.
Rinse him off?
Yeah. All right.
Was I late?
One more time.
The skin
go from crocodile.
Hands like the skin of a crocodile.
Lather up. Rinse him off.
Rinse him off.
Lather up.
Raw hands. Well,
Jess.
Well.
I thought you were going to say raw hands.
Oh, I didn't write my name on it. Oh, geez. I cannot think and sing at the same time. Okay, one more time. Go from crocodile.
Hands like the skin of a crocodile.
Leather up. Rinse them off.
Rinse them off.
Leather up.
Raw hands.
All right.
Yes.
Sanitize.
Moisturize.
Moisturize.
Sanitize.
Your scaly, raw hands.
Wow, that was great.
I've never seen a background singer with their arms folded before.
Yeah,
but
that's...
You chilly?
No.
Okay.
Feel good.
We want to play? Sorry.
How many people just pulled over their car, shut it off, and walked into the woods?
Well, they didn't walk into the office. We know that.
Walked into traffic.
This was a public service. When we make the video of this, can you put one of those bouncing balls across the bottom and have it just keep missing? Yeah. Is that hard to do?
And edit out my first version where I stumbled all over.
This is a public service.
He's only going to worry about that for the next 8 hours.
Wait, you think that song made the tape? You think that's going to make a best of clip?
We're assuming it.
Okay. Look good on YouTube.
We're on YouTube right now. We're streaming the show today as just for fun. So I hope you're if you get a chance, check it out. And
next
you can
couple
see what's
weeks,
going
I guess.
Now, where were we? Had we gone to the news desk at all yet, Christy?
Leather up.
Sanitize.
Rinse them off.
Fantasize.
Fantasize?
Yeah. Fantasize? What are you doing?
She said fantasize. News. Don't blame me.
I thought you said
sanitize.
I thought you said no self-pleasure in this one.
Speaking of that, masturbation won't cause unsightly hair to grow on your palms, but it could help boost your immune system. Huh. That's according to
a 17-year-old boy.
Actually, no. It's according to two new studies.
We have the Josh Arnold Institute.
Can we make him 18, please?
The effects of masturbation on the immune system.
If you didn't discover it till you were 18, Dad didn't have a magazine.
For the purposes of this conversation. Okay.
And the incidence of prostate cancer.
Say it again,
that's
I'm sorry.
Right. What now? According to two new studies, examine the effects of masturbation on the immune system and the incidence of prostate cancer. Masturbation might actually help you, I did not write this, beat off at least one type of cancer.
Okay.
Wonder who edited this.
So
in this time,
so that's okay then.
Apparently, it
see,
is.
I would think that ward off. Not, yeah,
that would
okay.
be double entendre.
Right,
it was certainly valid.
Yeah.
By any FCC.
In this
standard.
Time of COVID-19, travel restrictions and self quarantines, many people are looking for every opportunity to bolster their immune system.
And you don't mean beat off; you mean fight off. Okay,
yes. Ward off would have worked.
Right, ward off is what Josh.
Ward off,
yes.
Of course, that would have been humor free.
You're right.
Which you can find on any other radio station right now. But we're trying to.
The problem is finding a place.
Everybody's
home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, the worst of getting caught. Am I right?
Although, can you imagine if this would be true? Well, Josh, it looks like you've got some preliminary results here. I was just examining these X-rays, and I'd recommend you watch Pornhub 2 hours a day and call me in the morning. And there's more Pornhub news.
Yeah, we
is
have more
really?
Coming up.
Yeah, they're always doing something interesting.
They've got a good PR program.
Yeah, they made it free in Italy, and I think they're...
Pornhub, it's a different company.
Okay, it's already free anyway.
Pornhub, but then they have a premium section.
Okay, and then they're making that free in Italy?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Hey! It's free.
What needs a little frivolity in this world, something a little bit lighter.
Sure.
With all the things going wrong. Therefore, we go this way and that way, and we see Ace Cosby, the joke meister, if you will.
That's what you were talking about.
It's more educational.
Educational, okay.
Now, how can you tell when your potato's not from Ireland?
Let me think. How can you tell when your potato's not from Ireland?
When it's a French fry.
Is he timely? Today's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
We're just kind of getting lost in the shuffle.
None of us wearing green.
I wear green pants.
No one's ever confused a potato and a French fry.
None of you have green on.
Well, why do people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know why.
Regular rocks are too heavy.
Gotta go for the sham. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good one.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.